Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to the Diva of Dual Blog Talk Radio Show, where we talk all things Days of Our Lives and sometimes General Hospital, and depending on what part of the season, football, and we used to talk about law. So anyway, does that cover the bases? Anyway, hi, this is Anna, and you can find me on Twitter at Cosby Hooch, and we've got Carrie the Divas on the line.
Hi, everybody.
And you can find her at Diva of Dual. And Carrie, you want to share the other places you can find the Diva?
Yeah, our blog, divaofdual.com. There you can sign up for e-newsletter and get all the updates to the blog in your inbox. Also, Facebook page is Diva Days of Our Lives. And here on Blog Talk Radio, you can follow us. And also, you can subscribe to us on iTunes.
All right. Well, okay. And Marianne will be joining us a little bit later. And Rose is not going to be able to join us tonight. We've got Jen in the chat room. We've also got somebody named Hoochie-licious, which I love that name, but don't know who that is. So
that's me.
Let us know who
that's
you
me.
Are. Oh, is that you? Okay.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell. I hadn't seen that before. Okay. And welcome to our other guests that are in there as well. And let's see. Shout out to Bob Hapka on Twitter and at Amy Hapka on Twitter. Good friends of ours, and hope that Amy's continuing to recover from her surgery and everything, and that her arm's doing better. And really love those guys, and wanted to give them a shout out. And let's see. Oh, and you can find Marianne at @mama_hooch, and you can find Rose at @RoseOtheBriar on Twitter as well. So let's see. I honestly have not had a chance to watch most of the show this week, so I'm lame. Last week I watched all 5 episodes. I was so proud of myself. All the torture. I went through all that torture just for the show. I didn't make it through much this week yet. I will watch it, but I just haven't gotten finished yet. But anyway, so let's see. So we had some drama with Abigail and Jordan's charity that they're spearheading. There was some drama at the informal press conference or whatever at the hospital. Jordan finds out because basically her brother Ben let it slip that Clyde, her hated stepfather, was the one that donated the money for the charity. So she's all upset about that. And Tate was more than happy to step in and share with the reporters how wonderful Clyde Weston is. That was pretty funny. And let's see. I don't know. What do you want? That was kind of what I was watching. What would you like to start out with, Carrie? What was your favorite part of this week? How about that?
Oh, easily the best part was Friday, where Victor's new club opened, the club that we haven't heard anything about.
Yeah.
And Rafe,
suddenly,
and of course,
suddenly he was in business once Sonny's business went down the tube, yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of weird and awkward. And I believe it was the same day Rafe was talking to Marlena about it, because Marlena was saying that Gabby was freaking out that Rafe was going to leave town, and she wouldn't want him to leave. And then, like, a couple hours later, he's hosting the club. And they go, "Do you need any training?" He doesn't need any training. He didn't even sign paperwork
I guess all that paperwork was behind the scenes, right?
Yeah, and it's funny though, because he's kind of basically acting like a bouncer, and then he makes a martini for Nicole, which is nice to see the martini back.
Yeah.
But,
he needs to make a martini for Kate.
Yeah, the highlight, though, of that was Ann and Teresa. So Teresa goes over and hits on Race, and then she finds out, he tells her the whole story about how he knows her dad. So that freaked her out because he's a cop. And then and then Teresa goes over and just from just seeing the back of this man, asked him to buy her a drink, and it turns out it's her cousin Eric.
That's hilarious.
So she's freaking out.
Maybe she needs to go to a bigger town. Everybody.
And Anne told Teresa that she saw Race Trip at the Strip Days event last year.
Yes.
Or 2 years, almost 2 years ago. And they were just hilarious. And Anne was kind of, Anne was, actually at the end, was she doing the Running Man dance, which was hilarious. That's how she exited the club. She was doing the Running Man dance. Backwards, yeah. It's like, what, I think it's, what, 20 years old now, 25 years old. It was so funny. But yeah, but Teresa freaked out. She's like, all my relatives are here, and there's a cop in here, and it's an ex-priest in here, and Teresa just totally flipped out and left. So it was funny, but oh my God, that's just worth watching Friday's episode.
Okay. That was Friday.
Yeah.
So I know part of Friday's was preempted in our market, so I'm gonna have to watch it online. But weren't Lucas and Adrian on together as well?
Yeah. Oh yeah, and they both came over to babysit the baby. They really weren't flirting, but they were having a good time together and laughing and giggling. And Judy Evans, I've never seen her hair look so good.
I
have to give her
sexy time.
Yeah, I would have to give her best hair of the week.
Oh wow! Well, I definitely need to watch it online. It sounds like Jen was saying in the chat room that she missed a lot of Friday as well with the preemption. So. Everybody check it. It sounds like Friday's Day's episode was definitely view worthy. So check it out on NBC.com.
I prefer watching
YouTube?
It on Hulu.
Okay.
Yeah, Hulu.com and type in Days. Yeah, it seems like the commercials are shorter, and for some reason, like the NBC site, the commercials seem really long, and they kind of get funky after a while.
They annoy me.
Hulu seems like it's a lot faster to watch, and sometimes they don't show any commercial. They're just going from one commercial break to so.
Now, do you have to have Hulu Plus for that, or is it the regular Hulu? Do you have to have a membership to it, or you just go on Hulu?
No, I have regular free Hulu.
Okay.
So I don't know.
I was just wondering.
Yeah, I don't even have
all. I think
all,
Plus
yeah.
is the one. Plus is the one where you have to pay for it, I think. Cool. Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't tried that with Days. I've been on Hulu before, not for Days. So, cool. I'll check that out then, because I get annoyed on the NBC.com one.
Oh my God. And they stretch
the
episode
the
to like
commercial.
An hour and a half. It seems like it's an
and
hour
and
a half.
And then if you try to
watch.
Fast forward or something, then it blips you back and all. It's really annoying. Yeah. But I agree. Well, that's a good tip then. We'll try Hulu then. Let's see. Okay, so that sounds like that was. And so Adrian's hair gets best hair of the week.
Yeah.
I have to say Nicole had worst hair because I hate it when they show her full forehead. She's really a pretty woman, but I just sometimes the styles. I love it that she's got the short hair and she can do so many things with it. But some days I just love it, and other days I can't stand it. And I don't know. I think it's. When she has it up over, like, where it's not covering part of her forehead or something, I think that's when I don't like it. That's just me. I mean, who knows? I'm weird. But, and speaking of Nicole, so she and Daniel, of course, are getting it on again, and they're supposedly, you know, going forward. But then she had promised she was going to stay out of Serena and Eric's orbit, and now she's being sucked in by this anonymous tipster that's telling her that Serena is evil and not up to any good. Mm-hmm. Did we learn anything more about that? I just saw the first part of the week on that, but do we know yet what Serena's up to?
No, but Eric grabbed a manila envelope in Serena's hotel room. She totally freaked out and didn't want him to look inside of it.
Oh.
Was
she looking at some pictures at some point? Because it seems like I saw something, but I didn't see what it was that she was looking at. Do we know what the pictures are of?
No idea.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I'm kind of
so
like... I kind of don't care.
Yeah, I'm just gonna say I don't either. That's the sad part. It's like they've got right now. I mean, I'm kind of glad Eric has somebody else in his orbit. Even though I love Nicole and him together, the writers pretty much ruined it. But I think Greg Vaughn is so underused as a sex symbol on the show because he's so hot, and you know, poor guy had to be collared for all that time and everything, and so. You know, he finally gets defrocked, and, you know, we still don't see very much of him. So, I as far as, you know, him, you know, in certain situations. So, I mean, I love him to death, but I just, I wish that they had a pairing then, if it's not going to be Nicole, that I really liked or whatever. But I'm just not, I don't know. Well, so do you think the long story is going to be that Nicole's going to end up saving him from Serena, or what, you know? What do you think they're doing with that? I mean, I don't know any. I don't know if there's any spoilers out about it, but you're right. I don't really care that much about that story. So, there's actually a lot of characters. I'm at the point where there are more characters I don't care about and more stories I don't care about than I do. That's the problem.
And people
are saying clamoring for new writers, and I'm thinking, well, the same writers that wrote that awesome stuff the last 12 months before. Are still there. Uh-huh. So what is the problem here? You know, I realize they've had some exits, some major exits and, you know, all that, but I'm just saying they obviously have the capability of writing great stuff because all the stuff with Nick and the River and Cammy and all that stuff was awesome. And then, you know, towards the end, you know, with Sandy's exit and, you know, I mean, they did some great stuff. I mean, Emmy-worthy stuff. And the comedy and the mixture of comedy and tension and drama, I mean, really, for about a year and a half, it was really rocking and rolling, in my opinion. But the wheels have fallen off the cart now, folks. So we got to get the wheels back on somehow. Because I guess they're sinking in the ratings, too, right?
Yeah, I guess the ratings were bad. I didn't get a chance to check that out.
I mean, we want to make it past the 50th year. Come on, guys. We got to get this in gear here. Well, part of the problem is they're writing 6 months ahead. I mean, they're filming 6 months. I think they're at the 5 or 6 months ahead now, which is ridiculous because then we're stuck with people like Jordan for way longer than we need to be, you know, and stuff like that. So I hate that. I hate it. So anyway, so love days, but, you know, I'm just sad right now that this writing seems to be way off. And half the people on the show I don't even recognize.
Yeah, I kind of think that Days and the writers have this attitude that they're, we'll just watch anything and, you know, we'll just call Days of Our Lives even if it's entirely new characters. It seems like it's almost like a Days spinoff with a couple of veterans and a bunch of new people. It doesn't seem like it's the same show.
Yeah, well, and as usual, they bring the new people in or the returning people that we weren't that fond of to begin with, and they put them on every single freaking day. So it's like, you know, it's like, okay, so I look at my U-verse descriptions and I'm like, Jordan's in every single day, every single episode this week. Wow, okay, it makes me want to tune in. Actually, I have to say, the favorite scenes I've seen of Jordan so far were actually of her and Anne getting into it at the hospital. That was actually the most I've liked Jordan since she's been on the show in a year and a half. I don't know. I mean, I feel bad for the actress. I just don't like that character at all. Don't think it does anything for anybody. But I know she's exiting and other characters leaving, what, in March? Is that right?
Yeah. I was saying to you when we were texting, I really think they're going to kill Jordan.
What's that?
I really think they're going to kill off Jordan.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
Okay. Yeah. I'm kind of surprised they're bringing Victor involved. Because they could have kind of kept it between Clyde and Chad. You know, Demiris versus Clyde. But them drawing Victor into it, it kind of made it more interesting. I think eventually there's going to be a shooting, and I think Jordan's going to get accidentally shot. That's my theory. You know, that's not a spoiler or anything. That's just me thinking like a writer.
But
I wouldn't be surprised too if Chad gets blamed for it, as in it's Chad's fault not being shot or maybe you know.
So, I love seeing Victor. Okay, and so I know a lot of people like Paul. I actually think he's a really good-looking guy. I think he's very appealing in a lot of ways. But I'm so disgusted with Will right now. I cannot even stand it. And did you notice that I love how Kate is involved with Will right now, and she's, you know, his grandma. You know, like, his go-to grandma for a long time was Marlena, and I really love it that he's going seeking out Kate. As Will gets back to his darker side, he seems to be – have you noticed he's seeking out Kate more than Marlena lately? And I think it's because his darker side is coming out again. And and so Kate sort of like – did you catch the undertones? Like she said something about on Monday, something about – I would have had a hard time not laughing because she said something about, you know, you're just going to have to push through it or something like that to get to the truth.
Oh, my God.
And I know, it was something I was, like, dying. I was like, Will's going, oh, I did. So Paul, who's Sonny's ex, who's still in love with Sonny, slept at least twice with Will. I think the thing that I was disgusted about, and we talked about last week, I think, was how Will didn't seem to be bothered by it. He didn't seem to be too upset about it, you know, what he had done, you know? And, I don't know, that's really annoying to me right now. So Sonny, has no idea, of course, that, you know, they're getting it on, you know, his ex and his current are getting it on. I don't know. I hear they've cast Paul's mother now as well. So I guess they're bringing in some other characters. But I don't know. What is your take on all that?
Paul actually said the F word on the show Friday, and I don't mean the one rhymes with stuck, and then the other one you shouldn't really say. And so Will was questioning.
Really?
Yeah, he called himself, I think, faggot or something on Friday's show.
Wow.
So Will kind of got on him about that, and was like, well, I haven't heard that word in a while. And Will told Paul his coming out story. That Will said he had to be a murder suspect before finally coming out, because he said he had a gay bar as a, that was his alibi. And I totally forgot that storyline, but yeah.
Oh, I forgot that too.
Yeah, so, and then Sonny did pressure Will to try to hurry up and get this story published so Will can get paid, because they need the money. And, Will did go and talk to Paul in Will's office, which, of course, is the same office that everybody else has, and you got the same blue walls and everything else. And so that's when, you know, Paul was kind of, joke with him, like, oh, is your story going to be all Paul Narita as a faggot? And that's what that whole conversation got started. So, I can tell you the truth, I kind of tuned all that part out. That was really, if I remember, that was about it. But I didn't see Monday's episode. I saw the other episodes, though.
If you go back and watch Mondays with Kate and Will, I was cracking up because they both played it straight, you know, totally straight faced. But I was like, that was a good one, you know. Let's see. The other thing that kind of bothered me is, Sonny comes in and basically in a nutshell tells Will that he's lost all their money and then goes, well, I'm going to go check on, you know, and Will acting, it was just weird. He kind of makes us come, well, now more than ever, I need to write this article, you know. But it was just weird. It was like there wasn't a lot of passion or a lot of, you know, emotion or anything. It was kind of like Sonny's like, yeah, well, you know, I lost all our money. And, you know, and Will's like, well, now more than ever, I got to return this call. And then it's like, he's like, okay, I'm going to go check on our daughter. It's like, you know, it's like you would think there would have been a little more of a buildup to him telling him about losing, you know, all their money and everything. And that, you know, I don't know. I don't know. It's just weird. It's just kind of weird. Maybe they're writing them to be apathetic or something, that like they're emotionally disconnected from each other right now or something, or I don't know. Mm-hmm. But
that's usually what causes affairs, is the emotional disconnection. You kind of don't feel sorry for cheating.
Right.
You just don't. Yeah, you don't feel having emotional attachment to your spouse anymore. Yeah.
Well, and I kind of feel like they're sort of using that as an equivalent, moral equivalent for Will cheating on Sonny, too. It's kind of like, well, you know, I may have screwed somebody else, but you lost all our money and didn't even tell me until after the fact, you know, or something like that. You know, I almost feel like, you know, they're kind of doing that dynamic, too. So I don't know. I mean, I guess it's long overdue that they have an actual story where there's a, you know, there's obstacles and there's other people involved and some interlopers and stuff, because I mean, the ones they had initially were pretty lame, you know, when they were first getting together, you know, the Sonny's friend, you know, and whatever, that, you know. So this is at least the more, I mean, Paul, they've definitely given Paul somewhat of a backstory and somewhat of I have to say they've made him more than just like a caricature or whatever, you know. They've given him some layers, which is good, and I think the actor's really good. And from what I've heard, the response has been positive to him. But I don't know, you know. So I don't like the way that they spend a lot of time on it, though. I mean, I like it. I think we need to get back to some balance. But you know,
we've never had balance on this show.
Yeah, that's true. We've been wanting that all our lives, haven't we? Let's see. Jen was saying, I was saying in the chat room that I root for Clyde anytime it's Clyde versus Jordan, and she said her too, even though she's not a big fan of Clyde. Yeah. Well, and that's another tricky thing, because I think James Reed is so talented, and I love his dynamic. I love the way he and Lauren play opposite each other. You know, I love that. I'm just frustrated. I know a lot of people are put off by the way they've written Clyde and how, you know, the whole dynamic with Jordan. But honestly, I find myself rooting for Clyde anyway. I mean, I really don't. I mean, I'm sorry, but I just don't feel sorry for Jordan. I just can't stand her. And I hate to say that, but I do. And I also think there's such a double standard. I mean, I was never one that was on the EJ Rape Sammy bandwagon, so I don't want to get that all started again. But there were a lot of people who felt that way about EJ, but he was still popular, whatever. Same thing with Luke and Laura back in the day. I mean, you got this, frankly, creepy older guy that rapes this young 19, 18-year-old girl, and they have this amazing love story because, well, partly because of their chemistry and partly because of Sherry Anderson's wonderful writing. But, you know, let's face it. I mean, one of the biggest love stories of all time, all daytime, during the golden era of daytime, was started with a rape. And so I'm not saying that's right in real life at all. I'm not a proponent of that at all. But, you know, we're talking about daytime, folks. And I just find it really funny that people sometimes have such a double standard. If it's a character they like, I mean, I wasn't a fan of One Life to Live, but I know that Todd was supposedly a rapist or whatever on there, and he was still one of their more popular characters, and Todd and Blair and blah, 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 you know, all that. Well, you know, we're such freaking hypocrites as soap stars, as soap fans, because if it's a character we want to root for, we'll find anything we can to justify it. But if there's something we don't like about a character, then sometimes people will just beat up on them, you know, mercilessly. And so, personally, I ignore the parts that I don't like about the whole Clyde and Jordan backstory, because I just delight in Clyde. I think he's hilarious. I love how direct he is about things, and I love how he's a shit-sterner. I love it that he's a shit-sterner. Mm-hmm. He really is. And I love James's portrayal of him, and I love his chemistry with, you know, the Kate and Clyde chemistry, Clyde, and, you know, and I just, it frustrates me because I think a lot of people have been really nasty about the character, and I think it's a shame because I think it's a shame the writers went there to some degree. I think they made some mistakes, and I wish they could retract those now, but I honestly just ignore those parts because I truly enjoy watching them on screen, and so that's my take on it.
I forgot to mention, it came out this week that Clyde accused Tammy Sue of crashing their truck because her mother was pregnant.
That's right, and she wanted to lose the baby. That's right.
Yeah.
Yep, that's fine. You know, hey, you know, I'm glad that, you know, I'm glad. I mean, I don't think that was such a big reveal, if you will, but, you know.
Yeah. You know,
I like it that it may have, I'm not going to say it excuses Clyde's past behavior, but I'm glad that it's kind of come a little bit full circle that she's not the little angel she portrays, you know, that she's tried to portray. You know, and that maybe he does have some legitimate, like, you know, gripes about her, you know, for lack of a better word. So I don't know. That's my opinion on it. I you know, my take. But, you know, but I like that Clyde's coming in. He's not afraid. I love Victor, of course, but I love it that Clyde's not afraid to go in and step on his territory. And, you know, I don't know. He cracks me up, really. I find him pretty funny, actually. And I just love it that he's just so, like, I don't know, he's a fun layered character, and I just enjoy it. I really do. And I wish people that are being critical would lighten up a little bit and be like, hey, if you just look at this guy's face value, he's pretty funny. I mean, he's pretty good. And this character is pretty fun, you know, pretty fun as a bad guy, and just enjoy it instead of being like, I don't know, because to me, Jordan is one of the most unrootable characters on the show, and so it's like, for me, I actually enjoy it when I see her getting beat up. I mean, not literally beat up, but when I see her getting something thrown back at her, so. Anyway.
You know, I hate when soaps do this, and it's kind of a cliche. It's like, hey, this character is not very popular, so let's make her a victim. And
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
For her. Oh, that
exactly. Why can't I hate that. Oh, I hate that.
Why can't they say, hey, let's make this character a strong woman, and people will like her. You know, there's a lot of people who are turned off by, you know, perpetual victimhood all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So that's what...
Yeah.
Kind of bothered me. I mean, you know, Jordan's dumb secret. We sit there, wait like a year and a half to find out. Now we kind of know what it is, and I just don't care.
Yeah. Well, we didn't care from the very beginning because it was just the whole thing. I mean, for one thing, Kate and Rafe were awesome together, and I could stand them throwing an obstacle their way, but it's like, really, you know, I don't know. It just. I don't know. So, but we got some folks in the queue. Let me see here. I think that's Marianne that just popped in. Hang on just a second.
Oh, all right.
Hey, Marianne, is that you?
Hey.
Yes, it's me. Hello.
Hey there. I saw you just popped in there. Glad you made it.
Yeah.
So it's been a long time. I know.
So,
did you get to see any of the show this week?
Yeah, bits and pieces, as much as I could stomach, I guess.
Stand it?
As much as I could stand it.
These are the same writers that wrote, like, awesome material for a year and a half. I mean, like, where did they go? I mean, they're the same writers. I mean, what in the heck, you know?
Yeah, well, they lost two big players, for one thing.
Well, yeah. No. But David had some great drama written and some comedy, too. So.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just there's only like a few storylines. The only story, like kind of the Will Sonny Paul thing, is kind of interesting. But other than that, it's like I don't care about Serena. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care.
Exactly.
You know, I don't care about any of these like new people that are coming in. And I guess there's going to be new ones. And I do like Melanie and Brady though. I kind of like the uncomfortableness and going from friend to, brother.
Yeah.
But a lot of times that's how relationships start, though. Yeah.
That's true.
Like
that's true. Well, yeah.
I just think it's funny,
the
awkwardness, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember Lauren Coslow sharing how she and her husband of 27 years, something like that at this point, how they, you know, they met when he was the makeup director at Y&R, and how they got to be such good friends that, you know, it's like he was like her brother for a while, you know, like, wait, you know, like, hey, why don't you go out with me? Wait a minute, you're like my brother, you know. But that ended up being a very, you know, an amazing relationship. So yeah, exactly. So you never know.
Yeah.
So I don't know, I'll have to watch. I haven't watched all of the week yet. I just watched part of it, but I'm trying to have an open mind with them, because I always thought of Brady and Melanie as, I like their brother-sister dynamic. So it's a little awkward for me thinking of them as romantic, but I'm willing to take a look at it just because Brady's had so many awful pairings that, I mean, I don't know. But then she's not long-term on the show, right? Isn't she just here for like 6 months or something? Or
That I don't know.
I don't know. I thought I heard that she wasn't going to
I just
be
thought it was
I mean,
cute when Maggie caught them kissing, you know.
Oh,
that was funny.
Okay. So I hadn't seen
that. Was funny. Yeah. So,
good old Maggie.
What else
hovering.
Are you discussing?
Or
have any? Is Carrie there? Have both of you watched?
Yeah, Carrie's here.
I like. Yeah. Have both of you watched a lot of it or no?
Carrie said Friday's episode was worth watching because
some
of the stuff.
Yeah.
But we were preempted in our market, so I'm going to have to watch it online.
Friday. I did catch all of Fridays, but yeah.
So what would you, Marianne? So what would you say is your favorite storyline right now? Since it's hard to find one. Which one's captivating your attention the most?
I guess the Will, Paul, and Sonny. Even though I don't like what they did to Will. You know, they kind of made him a scumbag, really. But
yeah,
I mean, that
right,
came out
exactly.
of the blue. Yeah.
I know.
That's
and he doesn't even act like he feels bad about it.
No, he's not. He takes off his ring and he's not even being, you know, he's not telling, well, of course, he's not telling. I don't like how nobody knows the connection. You know, Sonny doesn't know that he's interviewing Paul. Paul doesn't know that he's married to Sonny. You know, none of them know the connection. So I'm waiting for it to come out. You know, I don't know, does Lucas know who Will's interviewing? I guess no one does, because Adrian knows about Paul being in town, you know.
Right,
and
Kate knows that Will is interviewing Paul because she's giving him advice.
I love it
that he's consulting Kate. Now that evil Will is back, I love it that he's consulting her.
His evil grandma.
The evil grandma that I love the most. But yeah, as opposed to the, you know, the psychiatrist's grandma. So I love that. I love that that he's going to her for help and advice. So we were talking right before you got on about Clyde. I really love Clyde. I hate some of the things, but the choices that they've made with some of the scenes I haven't liked, but I can't stand Jordan, so I root for him anyway, you know. But I really find him refreshing because he's so direct with people, but he's also sneaky. You know, I mean, he's direct, but he's also I really do enjoy his chemistry with Kate. You know, of course, I love Rafe and Kate too, and I wouldn't mind having a triangle there, but. But I enjoy their chemistry and their sort of alliance and allegiance, you know, their growing alliance.
He's going to go up against Victor. He's going to go up against Victor. But when did Victor ever have a trucking company?
I know, isn't that funny? It suddenly came up.
I thought he was
like
in the shipping industry. I thought he was in Titan Publishing and shipping.
I never
heard Victor say he was in the trucking company. Rewritten history.
He's been in the trucking business for decades, he says.
Decades. That's his territory. You're not going to take over my territory. I've been there for decades. Oh, really? I've been watching for decades. I've never heard you mention just
rewrite.
Did you ever see Shane Rescue Rafe? Never heard of that one either.
Oh yeah.
Rescuing Rafe.
Wasn't that in South America?
I just remembered that. That was an unforgettable anything with Rafe. But, what do you think of Rafe running the club?
Kind of funny, actually. I don't know. I think it's funny that Victor bought a club. Like here. Okay. Well, first of all, so let me ask you this: is Club TDB still alive? Is it still floating?
It's taken over. It's like all of a sudden, Victor's club run by Rafe is now taking all the business away from Sonny's club. Really?
Which makes no sense that he would open it. I mean, I know he offered it to Sonny first. But what now, not only has Sonny lost everything, but now his grandfather, his uncle, has opened up a competing business. That whole thing was really awkward. I don't know. That whole story, writing for that whole thing just made no sense to me. I mean, it just was odd. I mean, I think Victor had the best of intentions of, okay, I'll buy this for Sonny or whatever, but that just mean and give him another option, but you know, to get out from under Chad, basically. But it still doesn't make any sense that he's now like in competition with his own nephew. I don't know. It's weird. It's just strange. But anyway, who knows?
You know, that was their out for getting Rafe out of town because he kept threatening to leave Salem, and it's like go.
I know. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I loved Rafe and Kate together. I enjoyed that. But he's not really doing much right now. So, you know,
there was this hashtag, get Rafe a job.
Oh, how funny.
on Twitter, yeah. It was our tweet.
How funny.
Get Rafe a job. But did you talk about Hope and Aiden and that whole?
No, we haven't talked about them yet. Why don't you take that one, Marianne?
He threatened that Bree, and I guess somehow Kayla knows the sister-in-law to Bree, who was the friend of Aiden's wife, and Kayla's been warning Hope about it. Yeah, and I guess she must have told Hope that he threatened Bree, and of course he did threaten Bree, but I more or less threatened her just to stop bothering Hope. I don't know. Do you think he's not as nice of a guy as what we think he is? Or you think that's just a... Like a red herring or just to make you... Because it's like you said, he committed suicide. Well, I guess, you know, it's almost sounded like, well, maybe she didn't commit suicide. Did he kill her or what? I don't know.
Right.
But then
well,
there
then
goes
the
whole romance with Aiden.
He's saying, "Well, I've got to stop her or whatever." But that can mean a lot of things. He could sue her for liable or whatever, you know. So who knows?
Right. I mean, she could be, and it could be that she really is wrong. That she, you know,
mm-hmm.
like really did kill herself,
well,
and she's just
you know,
wrong.
Honestly, I'm glad that they're making it a gray situation because it would be really boring if it was like slam bam, thank you, ma'am, and hope and Aiden have no obstacles or any issues, you know. So
right.
I'm kind of glad they're making it that way, but I really do enjoy them together.
Mm-hmm.
And when Hope said I love him or something, and Jen was like, oh, you know, like, she's like, yeah, I love him. I'm like, oh,
yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
I think that's all that's going on this with them that I can remember.
Yeah. Are you enjoying Nicole and Daniel back together?
I like Nicole and Daniel. They're kind of hot.
Yeah.
And they had the shower scene.
You know, I didn't see that part yet. But,
you didn't see the shower scene?
No. But I like, you know, it's funny, before.
They're going to throw her
under
the bus again. I know it. I just know.
Oh, I know, because she's sniffing out Serena, and he's going to get mad and say, I thought you said you were.
But she turned that guy down. You know, she should have told
back.
But Daniel why
yeah,
she turned it down, but then she went back. Yeah, I know. But I thought,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, so there's going to be more there.
Yeah, so what's Serena's secret? You know, what did she do that's so terrible?
I don't know. Carrie says she doesn't care.
I don't know. Yeah, no one seems to care about Serena.
No.
When's Kristen coming back?
Probably when she's good and pregnant. Or when the baby's due. I don't know. I haven't heard. But let's see.
Mm-hmm.
I will say this, the whole Teresa sensing something happened all has made her a little bit more vulnerable. I've liked seeing that side that Jen Lilly's gotten to play of her actually being traumatized and trying to figure out why she feels like, you know, so lost with the baby and all that. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I really think
that
was good. I mean, Jen did a good job on that, and I think it helps to make her character a little more, rootable or whatever. It was kind of good to see that side of her, you know, because she's usually just so nasty to everybody.
It's very nice.
Good to see that she has feelings too, and even Melanie saw that. You know, Melanie saw,
mm-hmm.
saw that was last week. But let's see, and then we've got the budding friendship, so to speak, with Lucas and Adrian. But I'm looking forward to seeing what's going to happen there.
I guess the friendship.
Friends
on
Friday show. I haven't seen that yet. I don't know.
So I guess Justin is kind of off and gone. He's done. I guess he's not on there anymore. Wally Kurth, I wonder. He's done at Days. Is anybody here?
What's that?
Is Wally Kurth done at Days? Is that why they're doing this with Lucas?
No.
He was just tweeting that he... about Days. I think it was today or yesterday. I think his episode's coming in February.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Maybe he comes back.
I can enjoy watching him simultaneously on GH and on Days. I'd be totally happy.
Oh yeah, it's great to see
him
on both. But he's been on GH a lot now lately. You know, he's been on a lot more.
Oh good. And I've missed GH the last 4 months now, but
yeah,
4 or 5 months.
Yeah, he was slept with Alexis and then Olivia slept with Julian. So it's kind of not Alexis, Olivia. He has slept with Julian, so it's kind of all mixed up, you know. But good on there. Yeah, I just wondered if he was coming back to Days or not.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Let's see.
We didn't talk about Maggie, Boston, Brady, and Melanie.
Oh yeah, you mentioned that. But yeah, what happened there?
First Daniel kind of almost busted them. Melanie trying to sneak out for a date, but Daniel kind of saw her. And then and there's something to go on with Melanie's son. Melanie said she wasn't tech savvy, which is weird because she used to do video blogs. So
she was premier party girl.
Yes, she's a vlogger. So all of a sudden now she doesn't do tech. But I think Daniel's gonna go through her phone and see stuff from Brady. So I guess she said something like she wanted Daniel to do something on her phone. He didn't do it right then. This Brady came over. So and Daniel just didn't pick up that, you know, anything going on between Brady and Melanie. And Daniel actually asked Brady how he thinks Melanie looks. She's wearing basically a sweater dress, a real short one with a belt around her waist. And then they both show up at the Kiriakis mansion and they kiss and Maggie walks in on them. And it's just freaking hilarious. You have to see Maggie's expression. I mean, you thought she had a heart attack.
Mm-hmm. Melanie too was. Melanie had a good expression on her face, and every time she gets caught, she's so funny. She's funny.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to watch that then. Last week I was good. I watched all five episodes, but this week I didn't catch as much yet.
Yes, I do.
Let's see. Anything else you wanted to touch on, Marianne? That you can think of?
Well, the other one, JJ, Paige.
Oh,
yeah. That whole train wreck.
Gosh.
That whole Eve in this, like, JJ's just like, I guess he guess he did tell Jen that he hooked up with someone else. Of course, he didn't say it was Eve. But he said that was the problem. And they told Paige, and they broke up, and Paige doesn't believe. And now Paige wants to find out who it is. That's the last thing she does. Because she knows it's somebody she knows. And Eve knows this, too. I don't even know why they went there. Like, what was the point? You know,
I don't know.
Are they still, like, do they still want to see each other? Or what was the point? I don't know.
Well,
Jen in the
chat room was, Jen was wondering if maybe they're half brother and sister. But I don't know. I don't think that would, I don't know. Would they go there? I don't know.
Do they, they never slept with Did JJ and Paige
No, they
together?
Don't. No, I don't think they slept together.
No.
Okay. No, they didn't.
No. Okay.
So, we've got. I was going to see if this caller wanted to talk. Come on, let's see. Hello, are you there? Hello. Area code 845.
Oh, hi. It's me. I'm just listening in.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll put you back in there. I wasn't sure. Okay. All right. Okay. I've got another call. We'll just see if they might be listening to you. I'm not sure. Hello, Erica at 703. Were you just listening or did you want to say something?
Oh, hi. It's Jamie.
Oh,
hey,
Jamie.
Hey, Jamie.
Well, I agree with Marianne. The Will Sonny Paul story is the only story I like. I think the main reason is because Paul is the only new character that I like because they slowly integrated him into Canvas. They didn't force the character on us. They gave us a good backstory and added layers to the character.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, with, you know, she's forced down people's throats and they haven't really developed a backstory. She's just kind of there. And it's like, learning about her secret if we don't even know who she is at all. So what's the point?
Right.
Her secret.
Well, I will agree with you because I was saying earlier that I liked the way they had a backstory for Paul and they had layers and everything, but I still think they kind of introduced him and had him on a lot, I mean, for a new character. But at least they gave him some layers as opposed to, like you said, with certain other ones, they haven't. We don't even care about him. We're like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, and there's more new characters coming on. Like there was this new Clint character that was flirting with Teresa on Friday. Apparently he's a new character. And there's like two or three more new characters coming on, so.
They need
I didn't see that character.
Vargas back. They need to bring Vargas back if they want a new character to flirt with somebody because he was so good. Oh my gosh, I miss him.
Vargas, and also, you know, some other core characters.
Yeah.
Like I always mentioned, they need to bring Philip back and.
Oh yeah, that would be great. But, you know, okay, so my thing is, Jamie, because I know you watch the writing and stuff, too, and you care about that. My thing is, okay, I realize they've had a couple of big exits and things like that, but those same writers that are writing this stuff were writing great stuff for a year and a half, for the most part.
Well,
I think the problem is
that they put all their eggs in Allison Sweeney and James Scott's basket, and so they left everything else.
Whenever you have the completion of an umbrella story or two or three, there's always that period afterwards where they're starting to do the slow build for the next story and they're adding layers along the way and all that. So I understand that's kind of cyclical in a way, but I don't know. It's just so frustrating because, I mean, I have to say there are things that I am enjoying more than I thought I would, but at the same time, I just can't. It's just hard because it doesn't seem like they have, I don't know, there's something missing right now for sure.
I just think they thought that.
Maybe it is that rebuilding transition where they're trying, they've got to redirect things and get it up and running, and it takes a while to get people pulled in until they start adding more and more layers and cobwebs.
I just think they decided, okay, we have Allison Sweeney and James Scott leaving, so we're going to fill the void of them gone by bringing on a bunch of new characters and not bringing back core characters or using the vets that are there, like Kayla doesn't have a storyline of some of these other people.
They could still bring Tony back, for example, and you know.
Yeah, instead they brought on these Serenas and stuff. And people said that Serena, she should have been Sarah Horton, and that would have been good.
Maggie Goddard, you know.
Yeah, or like characters that are related that we know, you know, that we haven't seen for a while.
Yeah, because
you know, some of the children or kids or, you know, or like even, doesn't Teresa have a brother, Andrew? Was it those?
Yeah, instead we have more new characters and less Brady's and less Horton.
Or even
and
Sean and Bill.
Yeah. Yeah, we have all these new island in characters, or they try and create new characters, and then they bring on more new characters. Like with Jordan, they brought on her brother Ben, which wasn't really needed.
And did anybody see in Soap Opera Digest? They gave a nice article about the characters, top characters they'd like to see return in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And Teo Penglis was mentioned as Tony, and they gave a lot of different plot points and all the different reasons why he should come back. They gave kudos to him. I don't know. I just was reading that one. There was somebody else
the other day.
Was it Nick? No. Who was it? There was somebody else from Days. They picked like two characters from each soap who they would like to see back in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Last weekend, Carrie
and I, like just off the top of our heads, came up with several different scenarios that would make sense. It's frustrating, you know, when the writers can't don't go there.
Yeah, the challenge Chad and with Kristen and
Maybe Serena's secret is that she's really psycho killer, and that she's going to kill off all these new foreign characters.
And then commit suicide.
She's going to kill off all the boring characters and bring back the good characters back to town.
We can dream.
She's
going to
bring Jack back from the dead, and you know, bring Philip and Sean and Belle and all them back to town. But like I said, I just think they, instead of spreading the wealth across the whole cast, they basically just put all their eggs in Allison Sweeney and James Scott's basket, and then once they left, there's nothing to fill that void, except in their minds, I guess, they thought, bring back Melanie, and that would be enough. But it hasn't worked.
Well, I saw the ratings are real low.
I posted the ratings on Twitter. They're bad, and GH's ratings are going up.
Yeah.
Which, of course, GH is better right now, so no surprise.
Yeah. Oh, much better. But then I don't watch Young and the Restless and Bold and the Beautiful, and I see that they're both ahead of GH and Days. But
Wynard has always been number one in the ratings forever, so I'm not surprised about that. But
well, I just hope
GH is averaging like 3 million viewers, and Days is barely getting 2.5 million, so really bad right now.
When
like
they're
50, not even close to GH in the ratings.
And they're probably going to blow that. I'm sure they're not going to do it the way everyone hopes that they'll do it, which is bringing a lot of the old time, you know, bringing a lot of people back for the
50th. For the 50th?
Yes. And I'm sure
or
they're not going to do
it. Like, or it might be just a 1 or 2 day thing, and that will be it. Like, it'll be an uneventful 1 or 2 day thing.
Mm-hmm. And they might not even bring anybody back. You know, they might just go with who, you know.
Yeah, like you might have like Jennifer just talking about Alice and Tom, and that will be it for a day or
right.
two, and that will be it.
Mm-hmm.
They need to do what GH did and
oh yeah,
the whole year of returns and stuff and stories.
Throughout the year, they brought a lot of different people back.
Mm-hmm. And most of them are still there, so.
Yeah. They do use a lot of characters on the show. But they're all good. They're all good actors and good characters.
Yeah, and Wally Kurth did tweet, but I know you mentioned him earlier. He did
mm-hmm.
tweet that he has been working at GH and Days this past week, but he said
yeah.
he's been working more at GH than he has Days. I think he said he's worked 4 days on GH and 1 day at Days, I think.
I love it, though, yeah. that he's on both. I love it. I love it. Love Wally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, the last time we saw Justin, I think, was at Will and Sonny's wedding.
Yeah, it just seems like we haven't seen Justin in a long time.
Yeah, almost a year, I think.
Yeah.
Will and Sonny's wedding, when was that, like March or April or something?
I don't know.
It's been a long time. So.
That's yeah, on a year
or more.
Yeah,
time on GH the past 6 weeks than he has the past 6 months on Days, it seems like.
Mhm. Yeah, I'm enjoying him on DH. So.
Yeah. I'm excited.
And also on GH, what do you think about Nicholas turning dark and working with Helena?
I don't know. Do you really think he's turning dark, or that's just a ploy and he's working with the police department and Anna? That's what
yeah,
I'm kind of thinking.
He could be just fooling Helena, trying to trick her.
Right.
And
right.
thinking that he's turned
but
dark.
I would like
or he
to
could
see
actually
him,
turn dark. But either
yeah,
way, it's
like
fun.
See him
so.
Embrace his Cassadine side. You know?
Yeah.
I'd like to see
either
that.
Way, it's fun. Whether he's embracing it or just pretending to, it's still fun.
All right. Well, we're going to try to wrap up here at the hour. So is there anything else? Did we need to touch on anything else? Did we get trying to think? Anybody have
well,
any last
they suck. Hope it gets better. Sorry to be negative, but
no, that's okay. I understand. Believe me.
Yeah, I'm just waiting on GH. I'm just hoping for them to wrap up the Fluke storyline. It's kind of like, come on, tell us who it is already. You know. So
yeah, it has been kind of dragging, but it's still entertaining.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Tony Geary is...
And I would rather watch that over some of the stuff on Days, honestly, so...
Yeah. So...
Carrie, did you have anything else?
Think of anything else on Days to talk about.
I want Ann and Teresa to run Victor's Club.
Oh, yeah. Well, it just seems like Ray's, they just gave him that club for no reason just because they didn't know what to do with the character.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Because I never knew that Victor and he were such BFFs.
Like, yeah,
no,
they're
a couple. Either. Like, I don't even think Ray and Victor had barely had any scenes up until the last month or so.
Yeah, I don't understand that at all, but whatever. But
the ex-cop and the ex-thug, I guess. I don't know.
Well, let's just hope that things get better. We don't want to lose Days. We don't want it to go off the air.
No.
So we hope that things will get better. And usually they do. It just takes, we just have to be patient, I guess, extra patient right now. But and
we
I
need a murder storyline. Who can we murder?
I tweeted that the other day. We need a Salem slasher storyline.
But there's so many people that, you know, that we could.
There's at
could
least
be the
10 people
victim.
That need to die, yeah.
Well, yes,
starting
you know
with
what I mean? Maybe it'll be
Jordan.
Another one, like take him to Demir Island or something again. I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
maybe Tony
Salem.
Will be there. I don't know.
Salem, yeah. I don't know. We need to go back to New Salem, Noezalon or whatever that was. All right,
yeah.
Guys.
They can
well,
stay there. They don't have to come off the island, though.
There you go. Well, on that note, I appreciate everybody calling in. And Jamie, you want to say your handle, where they can find you on Twitter?
Oh, at Jamie Coleman T, the letter T.
All righty. Okay, well, I'm glad Carrie and Marianne and Jamie, thanks for calling in. And
yeah,
we will...
It's been a while.
We will...
Okay, yeah.
Well, yeah, I know.
Happy New Year. I forgot to say that. Happy New Year.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've been here since New Year.
Same to everybody.
Like a long time.
Same to everybody.
Yeah.
And So hopefully I'll get caught up for the rest of this week, and maybe maybe I'll actually get to watch next week. So, but all right, take care, guys, and
okay,
until next week. All right, take care. Thanks, everybody.
Bye bye.
Bye
bye.
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 Bye.